And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning, everybody, right around Australia. 2GB, 3AW, 4BC, 5AA, 6PR. It is Ed Phillips in for Larry Emder for the House of Wellness Summer Edition. And while he takes a well-earned break, I can't say the same for my two unfortunate co-hosts who've been deemed so slack they're just going to work through the Christmas period. The lovely Sally Obermeter.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
And Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Hello, Ed. And hello, Sally.
Hi,
we'll keep him on the ball, won't we, Sally?
Oh, we'll try our best. It's hard to keep him, I don't know, kind of. He's already bouncing off the walls. Look
yes,
at him.
He does that.
Now, do you feel the Christmas rush is already upon us? Because this morning I've come in rather unprofessionally with, what, 90 seconds to spare?
Oh, at a stretch.
And I can explain, because there's Christmas carols and so on. My boy had to do a little extra Christmas choir rehearsal today, and they wanted the drop-off to be about 17 minutes ago. So I had to cut things as fine as I've ever had to.
I do feel like it's definitely, we've turned the corner. I definitely felt like on Friday, the 1st of December, I felt like the stores got busier. Everyone started talking about, have you done your Christmas shopping? And I was like, well, 1 minute ago it was Melbourne Cup and we weren't talking about it. But it's happening.
And people were putting trees up in November and you think, no, it's not right. But now, okay, it's on.
It's on.
It's on,
it's on, and it's wonderful.
And it's happened in our place. Our tree went up yesterday.
Nice.
We have the mobile Santa Claus that sings a song up yesterday, and the first of our Christmas get-togethers is, in fact, dinner tonight.
Is that right?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's officially, what, about 22 days till it all happens. So,
that's nice.
Look, with that in mind, we've got some great ideas, some great products to preview for Christmas. We'll look at fragrances for women.
Yes.
Great presents always for anybody.
I love a fragrance as a gift, and I always say it's always nice to have a couple spare, because, you know, sometimes somebody, you'll be randomly catching up with someone you might have forgotten about. You think, oh, I wonder what they'd like. Every woman loves a fragrance.
And you know what? As a gift, they used to just be in a bottle. That's it. Now they're coming in boxes with little cameras on them and TVs. And so we're going to have a look at some what make really lovely gifts. You don't want to throw the box away. They're that nice.
No way. You keep the box, especially when it sings to you and it's Delta Goodrum. We'll talk about that a bit later on.
Also, all our callers are going to go in the draw to win a $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse today. So let's throw the phones open. 131-873. Any queries, any ailments, any aches and pains? Gerald Quigley, our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, is here to answer any of your complaints, maybe point you in the right direction, maybe some sort of pain's been bothering you over the last weeks or months, and you want to try something different. Perhaps your medication's not great, or you want a second opinion, or perhaps there's a herbal option. GQ is always here as well. And we thought, GQ, with summer arriving now officially, 3 days in, sunshine often helps psoriasis too, doesn't it?
But, yes, it is.
What else could we do to reduce this annoying kind of irritation?
Psoriasis is all about skin cell production. So really it's where the cells go a little bit crazy, Ed. And it's all a matter of getting things back in balance. And you do that with a lot of some dietary considerations like essential fatty acids. How often do we talk fish oil or krill oil? How often do we talk about stress? How often do we talk about taking good fruit and vegetable sources? And if that isn't possible, a good multivitamin, because all of those things help that balance of skin shedding and skin replacement just get back to normal.
And a little caution, we're not out of sort of allergy season, are we? Always think of, you know, the flu, and then we start to think about all those annoying hay fevers
and so on with
spring. But it's still out there with a vengeance, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's a little bit in the news this week because antihistamine tablets took a bit of a pasting this week from the experts worldwide. And they have a couple of other suggestions now, which we should probably look at.
All righty. And we want to put you to work, Sally, with another gorgeous recipe from your website, Swish.
Definitely. I've definitely got a recipe for you today. You're going to love this one. Now, Ed, I don't know if you know, but Larry and GQ keep me on a very tight leash, and they insist that it can only be a one-bowl wonder.
Absolutely.
They do not like it when I move on to two bowls.
Yes, could you write that in capital letters, please, Ed?
Do you like these constraints? Because it's the summer series, and I say just let the young thing fly.
Ed, I've been waiting for you to turn up. Thank you.
Release the hounds. Obermeter is free, everybody. There might be up to two bowls and four sets of cutlery.
It's going to be wild. You're going to love this one.
I love it. Okay, 131-873. And shortly, we're going to be joined by what is a fabulous Aussie success story in Sydney, celebrity personal trainer. Tegan Haining's going to join us after the break. She's trained the likes of David Beckham. Jessica Gomes, Natalie Imbruglia. Can you imagine the story she's got to tell, seeing our favourite and international superstars working out?
I wonder if they complain as much as we do, yes. And they say things like, oh, really? Do we have one more? I don't want to. And
so.
Stuff like that.
I hope so. It'd be great to catch up with her as well, and we're here to take your call. Shall we grab one before we go to the break? Let's start things off. Helen's been standing by patiently in Surrey Hills. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Helen.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Helen.
Can we help you?
I've had a knee replacement, and then I fell on it.
Oh, dear.
8 days later and had to have it replaced again.
Helen.
Oh, come on.
I can't believe it.
How is it now, Helen?
Oh, well, I've got like beast. It's okay after months of rehab and swimming and all that sort of thing. But it feels like bee stings right along the outside of the leg.
Yes, just some nerve pain, Helen, and fairly common after surgery. Here's a little triage of things to consider. The specific nutrient is called lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C, acid. Mm-hmm. Comes as a 400 milligram tablet. Very good for nerve pain, or neuropathy, that's called.
So you
can buy that at your pharmacist. Magnesium is going to settle things down because of the underlying inflammation. And lastly, Helen, something we talk about often, we chatted about it in depth last week, which is turmeric. And turmeric is a great pain reliever without any adverse effects at all. And just keep up your rehab, keep up your movement, but the lipoic acid is the specific nutrient.
And take the three together.
Like, well, why don't you start with one? If you're sleeping okay, then fine. But if you're not, if you find it gets sore during the night, add some magnesium. And then if still you're not happy, consider the turmeric.
All right, then. Thank
all right.
you.
And Helen, sorry. We feel for you. We all flinched when we heard you went over on what was a pretty heavy-duty operation as well. So take care in the run-up to Christmas. Nice to have your call. 131873 is our number. Gerald Quigley is here to take your calls. Margaret's in Essendon, Victoria. Hello?
Hello, my question is, as grandmothers, we're all having this conversation about head lice.
Oh, good yeah. Sunday morning discussions
I
here,
know.
Margaret.
But we were saying some people are going for home remedies
yes.
and others over-the-counter products. So what is the best solution?
Margaret, I think what you do is you use the one that works, and it's all about the treatment and the follow-up and the follow-up, because we're talking about lice, and I can see Ed and Sally are starting to itch already.
Yes, squirming.
We're talking about lice and their eggs. So you've got to get rid of them, and then you've got to look at the eggs, and that means inspection, and it means engagement with your grandchildren, and I'm in that category as well. So, look, everyone's got a different opinion. I tend to prefer the natural options, which are available for sale in a pharmacy. But if there are lots of other homemade remedies that people swear by. But I think it's all about the inspection techniques. And back, have you got a comment, Sally? You know, have you had this in your house?
I haven't had lice with Annabelle yet, and I'm incredibly cautious because she does have long hair, but it hasn't, touch wood. Mm-hmm. Been through her school yet, but somebody gave me a good pointer and said, listen, get the lice stuff from the chemist and keep it at home because you don't want to, it'll happen the afternoon when, of course, you've got a million things on, you don't have time to get out there, so you know it's going to happen. Get it, keep it there, and have it on standby.
Well, it's like the dominoes, isn't it? No sooner do you clear your own kid of it than the next kid at school gets it, and the next note comes back from the headmaster saying, we have more headlines.
So, and it's a work in progress. It's an inspection, and really you say to your grandchildren, if ever your scalp's a bit itchy, just let me know.
Never ends. Good luck, Margaret. Thank you so much. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. So timely with just 22-odd days left until Christmas. We will take a quick break. This is the House of Wellness. Back next with celebrity trainer to the stars, Aussie success story Tegan Haney. She's got a new book out. I like the title. It's a bit naughty, you guys. The 7-Day Quickie. 1 week to look great and feel even better. She will join us next year around Australia on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Thanks for having a listen in this morning right across Australia. Ed Phillips in for Larry Emder. Sally Obermater is with me along with Gerald Quigley, our favourite pharmacist. And with the first few days of the start of summer, some people are managing, obviously, you know, to stay in shape year-round, but most of us just hoping to slim down in time for bikini season, which is officially underway. Well, Tegan Haining is a Sydney celebrity trainer who's worked with the likes of, I mean, an incredible client list. David Beckham, Jessica Gomes, Natalie Imbruglia. That's just a handful of the famous ones. And she's just released her fabulous book. It's called The 7-Day Quickie, 1 Week to Look Great and Feel Even Better. And she's with us on the line right now. Hi, Tegan.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
We're all dying to know. World's most famous sportsman, probably, in David Beckham. During his playing days, obviously, he was just drilled 7 days a week with training. But what did he need in terms of personal training once he finished his career?
Well, David actually originally came to me for fascia stretch therapy, which is a stretching treatment that I do because he needed to increase a bit of mobility in those hips after all that kicking with that right foot. And then after that, you know, really it's just keeping that core and that strength. I mean, you know, he's in his 40s now and he needs to maintain his fitness, you know, as he gets older.
I have got to ask you, what was he like? Does he whinge like the rest of us? I know he's a professional athlete, but surely.
He's probably, you know, honestly, one of the nicest people I'd ever met. You know, you meet a big celebrity like that and you kind of think, oh my God, you know, are they going to be rude or are they going to look down on me or anything like that? But he really makes you feel like you're an equal, you know, like you're just a human like everyone else. And he treats everybody the same and with the same level of respect. And I really appreciated that about him.
It's the best answer to hear, isn't it?
It's very reassuring. Wow. When they can be good looking and lovely.
Yeah, exactly. And how annoying.
Tegan, the world is alive with fitness books and cooking books and all sorts of things. Your fitness book, what's different about that? How will that stand out amongst all the others?
Yeah, listen, like I think a lot of the time any program you want to do is about weight loss. Mm-hmm. And what I really wanted to get people thinking about is maybe it can just be about feeling better and improving your mindset. And that's actually the first step in taking, you know, these longer programs that are going to help you lose a lot of weight.
Sure.
A lot of the time it's that intimidation, you know, okay, on Monday I've got to give up chocolate and wine and cheese and all the fun things that I love. But what about if you can do something that's very short and by the end of it you're going to feel good and you're probably going to want to keep on going. Mm.
Yeah, a lot of people balk at the sort of 12-week, you know, time frame. That's 3 months of slaving away. What can we get accomplished across the 7 days to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, I think 7 days is going to help improve the quality of your sleep. And sleep is probably one of the most important things, right? Mm. You wake up feeling fresh, you wake up feeling positive, and you're more likely then to make better food choices. Training's not going to be such a chore. Relationships, anything in your life is going to be so much easier if you have a good night's sleep.
That's right.
Any mum out there, I think, will definitely back me on that one.
Definitely.
So, you know, like it's those little things and addressing those lifestyle factors that are super important. And that's what's going to help you on your journey.
So, Tegan, in the book, do you cover exercise as well?
Yes. So I've covered exercises, 5 workouts in there with add-ons if people want to really, you know, smash it with their fitness levels. But I try to really make sure that the program I'm giving is very balanced. So you're working the back line of the body to improve your posture as much as you're, you know, working on the six pack, which is what everybody wants. And also I'm kind of trying to enforce this idea of having at least 2 days off a week where you're stretching and just letting the body rest and rejuvenate, which is just as important for the longevity of your fitness as training and as running and going to the gym and moving at 100 miles an hour, you know?
Tegan, you mentioned stretching and you are a facial stretch therapist. So stretching, we hear a bit about it from before exercise and after exercise. So what do you do there?
So fascia stretch therapy is something that originated in Arizona for all of those massive NFL players that can't stretch themselves and they probably don't fit into a yoga class.
No.
So it was developed by some physiotherapists that it's a table-based assisted stretching technique.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically lie on a massage table and somebody else stretches your whole body. I call it yoga for lazy people.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, it hasn't caught on that much yet in Australia. Mm-hmm. But I think as an alternative for people who, you know, feel intimidated as well by going to yoga and maybe they're a bit bored with yin, for example, which is another great way to open up the body. But fascia stretching, it just takes all the effort out of it for the person, for the client.
Okay, good. Well done.
The thing I took away is there's two rest days out of those seven, yeah. So quite likely.
And I heard David Beckham was a great guy.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm glad the take-home David messages Beckham, have gone through so clearly,
Tegan. We were listening, Tegan. Congrats on this career, which is just spiralling upwards on a fabulous trajectory. And it's a great book, just out in time for Christmas, of course. Say no more than hanging your hat on training the likes of Bex and the beautiful Natalie Imbruglia and so on, and some supermodels of the world. It is called The 7-Day Quickie, 1 week to look great and feel even better. And I think from there, you'll have the motivation and momentum to keep it on going. But lovely to chat to you this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Yeah. Have a great day.
Nice to speak to you. Tegan Haining. Have a look for her book in all good bookstores. It is the House of Wellness. Got time for one quick call. Our number is 131873. Let's grab Stan, who's in Donvale, Victoria, waiting patiently. Good morning.
Good morning and Hello. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you, mate.
How can we help you, Stan?
I have a problem with high blood pressure.
Yes.
And also, after 2 years ago, I had a long battle with chemo and radiation therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And now my surgeon says that my left ankle is, if I stretch forward, bend forward or anything, it feels like it's tearing apart.
Okay.
And it hurts constantly. And underneath my foot, like if you stood on your tippy toes, that part is so sore.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong. And I can't go for walks. I need to go for walks to reduce my blood pressure and
sure.
things like that.
Yes, the walking's important, but if it hurts, Stan, it's a battle, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And I bought this machine that for my back a few years ago. I had a sore back, so I bought this machine, and I was taking one Panadol a day. And then when I stopped the Panadols, the back problem went away. So I'd never used the machine for 2 years. Now I'm using it on my Achilles,
yes,
and it helps me walk, but then in the evening after walking, it comes back with a vengeance.
A couple of comments, Stan. Could you please go and see, you can get a referral from your GP, but you don't need an appointment to see a podiatrist. So call someone who is an expert on feet issues, because moving around, which you want to do, is absolutely fundamental to solving the whole thing. Your blood pressure, I assume, is controlled with some medications?
Atacan, yeah.
Good. And that isn't involved in any swelling of your ankles, is it? The doctor's confident about that.
No, he did change me to another one.
Yes.
And it blew up my ankle.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Good. So we're back to Atacan. That's fine. Stan, it's a podiatrist. You need to see a podiatrist, and he or she will put a sports podiatrist, preferably. They'll get you back to where you want to be, and because a lot of those issues will affect your life dramatically. So let's fix them up.
Step one. All right. More of your calls coming up with Gerald after this break. 131873 is our number right across Australia. And some great Christmas gift ideas from the world of fragrances, all still to come here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Along with Sally Obermater, Gerald Quigley is our pharmacist and medical herbalist. We're taking your calls on 131873. You can always reach Gerald as well via our website at houseofwellness.com.au. Gerald, we're going to Bill, who's in Oakhurst, Victoria, standing by patiently. Good morning to you.
Morning,
hi there, Bill.
Hello,
Bill. We're listening. How are you?
Hey, good, mate. I didn't realise it was me. my problem is I'm a type 2 diabetic.
Yes.
I'm 70 years of age, mm-hmm. and I still work. I drive interstate with V doubles.
Sure.
I've been run over twice, once by a truck and once by a car, while I'm riding my bush bike. And I'm in a fair bit of pain, and I can't take anything that leaves any barbiturates or anything that traces in my system
before sure.
I get drug tested. And I suffer. At night time, I seem to suffer lately with a lot of fatigue.
Yes.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, look, a number of things, Bill, and a couple of suggestions. Start taking turmeric because it will give you results as effective as a lot of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory products, which you can't take because they'll interfere with your diabetes. So your pharmacist will give you some advice on the best turmeric based on, ask him which is the brand that people come and ask for all the time. And then it puts a bit of responsibility back on him. So turmeric, and it will not interact with your type 2 diabetes. Magnesium at night will give you more restful sleep, bearing in mind you're sitting on your tail driving, which is a fair bit of inactivity. And so magnesium really important. And the other thing, Bill, and the biggest challenge for you since you're driving everywhere, you probably should start taking your food from home. You might do that already, and that takes away the temptation of calling in for something hot and greasy.
I never call in for anything hot. I carry my own cooker with me, and I cook up my own vegetables.
Well done.
Seven types of vegetables I cook up at night time, and I have that. And that's my breakouty break, and then I'm right to go right through to Melbourne.
You are the poster guy for truckers.
Well done, Bill. But those turmeric and magnesium will give you more pain relief during the day, better quality sleep at night, so you will wake up with more energy. So good luck, and don't hesitate to let us know how you're getting on.
Yeah, good work. Keep on trucking, Bill. Let's grab Tess, who's in Pasco Vale. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Tess. Hello. How can we help?
I have had a number of warts, and they sort of tend to go eventually.
Yes.
But now there's one on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, it's in a really bad spot, and I was wondering whether there's any sort of underlying things apart from the sort of prolactin shops, but whether I should be watching my diet or any herbal,
Tess, we all carry the wart virus on our skin, and every one of us. We see them in children when they grow, so when they have a growth spurt, there's a greater chance of little warts coming and annoying them, and then they'll often spread by being scratched, and away the whole thing goes. So for adults, though, it usually, again, is an immune-related function. So try, if you can, and keep your stress under control, perhaps take a probiotic test or some probiotic foods. Any you scratch the top off, put betadine on to make sure they heal, and the betadine's got some antiviral activities as well.
Betadine is a good idea, is it?
Which one, Tess?
Betadine.
Only if you scratch the top off.
Yes.
Now, that one on your neck that worries you, if it's a concern, show your doctor, and he might refer you on to a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon to have it removed, or he may say, let's just cover it with a completely waterproof tape, exclude air and moisture, and see what happens, because sometimes they'll go away if you do that.
Right. Yes.
So it's not a Band-Aid, but it's a waterproof tape that you change each day. So there's another option. And there is a mineral called potassium chloride, Tess, which seems to be effective in offsetting warts as well.
Sorry, I missed that.
Potassium chloride, you can buy it in a tiny dose form, in a mineral form, and if you take that, that will help with warts as well.
Potassium chloride, thank
yes.
you.
Yes, now there's a lot of information there. You can always just drop me an email, which I'll reply to today, as Ed said, to houseofwellness.com.au. There's a little ask thing at the top, and that'll come straight to me.
Good luck with that. And by your recommendation of reduce your stress, Gerald, Tess gave us a chuckle. I think everybody's a little bit stressed as we make the run up to Christmas. We said with summer kicking in, we should have thought the effects of psoriasis might lessen a little bit with the extra sunshine. Is it in the eczema family or?
Not really. It's what we call an autoimmune disease, Ed and Sally. So it tends to be inherited. And the natural therapists call it a miasma, M-I-A-S-M-A. Mm-hmm. So it's a Greek word, sora meaning fine brand-like scaling, so psoriasis. And you have this, as we mentioned at the top of the show, an imbalance between shedding and replacing. And the replacing takes over, and therefore you get this red, annoying scale. So the whole issue, and it involves essential fatty acids, is getting the balance back under control. Sadly, we know stress makes it worse. Mm. Food options makes it worse. If you've got poor liver function, that makes it worse. It's not something that you just take a pill and suddenly it will go away. You'll have flare-ups. It will settle and you'll think, beauty, it's gone. And just when that happens, it will come back. So there's a package of things. More interestingly, there's just been a recent study showing there's a link between really bad psoriasis and a greater risk of type 2 diabetes, which we just spoke.
That's interesting.
Yes, we just spoke to Stan about, or to Bill. And that's why you've got to try and keep it under control. It's the sort of thing you live with and you keep it away as much as you can. Mm. And when there's a little flare up, you put the steps in to try and take control of it again.
So when, Gerald, they have essential fatty acids, are you saying have like a fish oil tablet or try and have it naturally with your food? What do you recommend?
All of the above, Sally. So omega-3s, omega-6s, omega-9s, olive oil, chia seeds, nuts, all of those things, plus more of the oily fats that come in salmon or tuna and sardines. And if you've got psoriasis and it's really annoying the tripe out of you, step in with an omega-3 supplement. My favourite is krill because it's more bioavailable, but fish or krill, whatever takes your fancy. And you take it regularly, and that also, the omega-3s in that, help stress levels and stress adaptations as well. Mm. So there's it's a package of things. Again, there is information on the House of Wellness website, and I can provide more if needed.
And perfect timing as a little help to those with psoriasis is Sally's little chia kiwi pops recipe coming out shortly.
Yeah. Yes. Chia seeds are so good for you. And that's the thing, you're exactly right. They're full of those essential fatty acids. They're actually, they're the superfoods of the Amazon, chia seeds. So I'll share that recipe with you a bit later on. Perfect.
Perfect timing coming up soon here on the House of Wellness, along with more of your calls next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Alrighty, we are having a look at some of the very timely Christmas gift ideas this year. With 22 days to go until Christmas, women's fragrances are a wonderful gift, Sal. And
yes.
Foolishly, the first thing I've done is pick up the Delta Goodrum Delta perfume. It comes in this beautiful box, which has got like a little DVD player inside it.
Yeah, she sings to you.
Yeah, but I pressed it and it won't stop singing.
That's the kind of woman Delta is, right? Okay. She just keeps giving.
Okay, so if I press this, I mean, it's not just the bottle, it's the box It's incredible.
This is the thing I actually love about this perfume. I mean, listen to her.
She's singing to us out of her perfume on a TV screen.
There you are.
Do you think I could stop it before? No. But Delta's singing with a little video clip.
I followed Delta through an airport security in Melbourne one day, and I found her, and I've never met her. I was a little overawed, actually, Ed. She was the most gracious, friendly. She spoke to everybody. You know how we're all going to be grumpy when we go through security? Yeah. She was the most. It was amazing. And they should have done a video of that. This is how you go through security.
Yeah. Look, Delta is literally one of the most gorgeous humans you'll ever have the pleasure of, I think, encountering. She is everything that you think she is. She's kind and compassionate and warm and lovely. And you know what? Her fragrance is beautiful. Like her fragrance is so beautiful. And that's the thing now. You want to kind of unwrap the present and it's like, wow, not even I've got a fragrance, but I've got this. You're going to keep that box
forever.
Yeah,
that's fine, isn't it? And that scent kind of captures her, which is nice, because it's nice to know, like we learned with David Beckham, lovely to work out with, Tegan Haining told us. She's a sweetie. So
she
there we go.
Absolutely is.
Great one to look out for. What else is on your radar?
So I'll tell you what else I really love is this Giorgio Armani C perfume, which is, I mean, Armani. You just say the words Armani and any woman's going to say, thank you. I love that. Very happy with that gift. This is beautiful. It's got that sort of lovely kind of blackcurrant tones about it. Look, I mean, you're never going to find anyone who's going to be unhappy with a beautiful Armani perfume. The bottle's gorgeous.
Yes.
It's just, I love it.
And now I notice your eyes are darting to Versace.
I know.
I can read you over meter. can read you.
I do hope you're not just showing me these and then going to take them away from me. You're not just tormenting me. I'm assuming these are gifts you're buying me, Ed.
Yes, right. Right, sure.
But look, this is beautiful. Versace obviously is one of the biggest fashion names that there is. And this perfume, it's like this beautiful big crystal bottle. It's absolutely stunning. And it's beautiful. It's got a beautiful sort of floral fragrance. So if you know somebody who likes more that kind of those lighter tones, really kind of floral scents, this is the one.
And gorgeous. You get a little free giveaway too. Don't you get an Oscar de la Renta body lotion with that?
Gosh, you know your stuff. Yeah, well, you know what? Ed's hidden that from me, so I think he's taking that for himself.
Quigley knows.
I bet he has.
Quigley knows. That is for sure. So just $59.99 for the Versace one at Chemist Warehouse, so check that out. Hey, GQ, you're not done with me yet. In fact, you're stuck with me all summer, of course. We've got the House of Wellness TV show screening in about 13 minutes on Channel 7 too.
What's on today,
Can I travel with you? Do you mind?
Yeah.
Because I normally go on my own.
Yes. Yes, let's do it together. Right. We shall ride. Oh, I've got a sidecar on my Vespa, so we're looking good. We'll discuss Christmas shopping dilemmas too with social scientist Dr. Ali Walker. Mm-hmm. She'll let us know how much is too much when buying for our kids.
She's delightful.
Yep. Isn't she? And following on from your skin tips as well, we've got some summer skin survival tips from skin fitness guru and aesthetic physician, Dr. Joseph Hickick, who's joining us as well.
He's a great guy. He does beautiful skin.
Yeah. Terrific. Sal, you'll love this. I know our lovely Zoe Bingley-Pullen is back to take a look into the battle against cancer, find out if we're winning the war.
That's great.
We've got the psychology of colour to discuss as well with Lynette Bolton, how it affects our everyday life. The bright colours make us feel better, and it's true.
Yeah.
We set her on the colour run to get absolutely hammered by all those different colours. And she had great fun as well. And, of course, GQ, you continue taking our calls live across the country on TV, though, as
yes,
well.
Yes, delighted to do that, Ed.
All right, yep. Plenty more coming up. We'll get some more of your calls in as well. And Sally's delicious recipe for chia kiwi pops, that's after this. And keep your calls coming, 131-873 at the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for the Oral-B Genius Rose Gold Electric Toothbrush, the world's smartest toothbrush, available now at Chemist Warehouse.
Great to have your company across Australia. It's Ed Phillips in for Larry for the summer series of House of Wellness. Our number is always 131-873. Gerald is sticking through the summer months with us as well to take your questions and calls. Sally Obermitter with us as well. And from your beautiful website, Swish with two eyes.com, we've got something really timely which ties in nicely for those with some skin issues as well, because you've harnessed the mighty superfood chia.
I have. As Gerald said, chia seeds full of essential fatty acids. Yeah. And as I was saying earlier, it's actually it's a superfood. Chia is a superfood, which is why you're seeing a lot of it around. So what we want to do is create a recipe where you could use the chia seeds in little, like basically ice blocks or pops, as we call them. And now, as I said to you, the boys don't like it when I go off tangent and I use more than one bowl. And whilst you've given me permission today, I didn't know I had it. So I've come with a one bowl wonder again.
You're in a safe place. I want you to know that.
That's right. I didn't want to upset Gerald.
No, look, I'm happy to change. I'm overwhelmed.
It's summer. You're happy to come with me?
Yeah, sure. Nothing if not bendable.
Well, look, this is easy. It's four ingredients. It's one bowl. Literally, this is what it is. So you'll get a tin of coconut milk. You'll tip it into the bowl. You'll add your chia seeds, a quarter of a cup. You'll add a couple of spoons of agave nectar. Now, what agave nectar is, it's something sweet. So instead of using sugar, the reason we don't use honey in this case or rice malt syrup is because it will run. It kind of leaks out. It doesn't hold as well with the milk. And then that's it. Mix it together. If you like it a bit sweeter, I kind of have a sweet tooth, so I like to add a couple more spoons. I'm a bit of a sweet, I like it sweet. That's it, literally. You'll get the kiwi, you'll slice it up, and you'll get those little popsicle molds. Now, you can get those anywhere. You'll get them at Kmart, you'll get them at Target. You'll push the kiwi fruit against the side of the mold.
Oh, yeah.
Pour the kiwi and the chia, pour the coconut, I should say, and the kiwi mix in, and you'll leave it to set. That's it. 4 hours, and the kids and everyone is having little kiwi chia pops.
Oh, how beautiful. 4 hours waiting to set. How many times will the kids check on
it? How many times did I check? Quite a lot. I think once I even might have eaten something a bit runny, I was like, it's so delicious, I don't care. But it's perfect because, after dinner when you're like, I want something sweet, you want it to still be healthy, you want it to be lean, but you don't want to be thinking, oh, have I just blown it by eating too much? So,
gorgeous,
Sal. Yeah, absolutely perfect.
And that and other stunning little recipes are available in your book, which you co-wrote with your sister, Maha, which is such fun.
I did.
It's called Super Green, Simple and Lean, perfect Christmas gift as well.
It is a great Christmas gift, thank you, because you know what? We're all about recipes like this. They're fast, they're simple, they're easy to do. All the recipes that I've shared with you guys over the year have come from that book. Yeah. You know, they're all kind of one bowl wonders, five ingredients, six ingredients, things you've got in your pantry. You know, we're big believers in you don't want to spend hundreds of dollars on ingredients you'll never use again. You kind of spend hours just buying things and then you get home, you're like, it's too hard to make. Yeah. No one has time for that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, great one. We'll have more of those across the course of the summer.
We sure will.
And that recipe's up on our website, houseofwellness.com.au, this morning.
Definitely.
Brilliant. Look, we've got time for one quick call. Ray's been very patient in Narre Warren. Ray, a quick question, if you would. How can we help you out?
Yes, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, mate.
Yes, Gerald. I recently seen a dermatologist. Mm. I've had an itchy scalp for quite a while.
Sure.
Now, he put me on I got it from your store, Nizoral.
Yes.
And 2%.
Is it helping, Ray?
No. Okay. I do it every second day, as it says per instructions.
Let's look at another option, Ray. Time's
here we go. Ray, you start taking an omega-3 supplement. You might even consider Sally's recipe just there with the chia seeds. There is a range that you'll get from that same pharmacy called Chloran, K-L-O-R-A-N-E. They have a very, very gentle shampoo and a leave-in conditioner. That will make a difference, Ray.
All right.
All the best to you, mate. Thank you for that. Have you got a favourite caller or someone who's going to award
Our caller this morning, Ed and Sally, is Margaret, who represents all the grandparents coping with head lice. Yeah. Margaret, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
There we go. Enjoy that, Margaret. And, of course, we'll be back again next Sunday with the House of Wellness right around Australia. We didn't get to all your calls. You can always reach Gerald via our website.
Response today. If I get an email today, you'll get a response today before dinner.
Look for the houseofwellness.com.au. There's the Ask tab at the top of that, and Gerald will reply and help you out. Sal, lovely to be with you Sunday morning.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
GQC on the TV in just a sec on Channel 7 too.
We have got to move.
Okay. We'll see you all soon.
Bye.
Next week. Bye now.